really pleased that we've landed here. Going back to that bit last winter about how we actually did it here, our thanks have to go to Neil and his site staff, who really did transform this barn into what it is now. And it was freezing cold, if you remember last winter, -5, -9, and it was bitterly cold in here. Poor little Sam had to go and sit by 3 radiators in the other room just to keep alive at all. So thanks to Neil, thanks to Carrie and Dave, who are the people who work on the site that did most of our work. We couldn't have done it without them. And they were in here at 7:30 every morning, with a little bit of oil heater when Neil would spare the money to fill it. One morning though, however, I did come and there was a group of hooded, young, ugly looking, booted, hoods up lads. And it was quite early in the morning and they seemed to be stripping the place and I was a little bit worried. And I was on my own, but I walked in and I said, well, you know, are you supposed to be here? And they said, yeah, of course we are, we're legit. And it turned out in the end, because I said to them, well, are you on work experience placement from Olney Prison? And that didn't go down well, because it did turn out that they were Jamie Howe's wonderfully, highly skilled, trained young bunch of electricians. Yeah, and just the sort of people and the training that they had are the people that we want to encourage here. So I did apologise to all but one of them. And I couldn't really apologise to little Sam Howes, who's 6'5", I think, because he played his rugby for the Old Scouts, not Tocestians. Yeah. Then we had Witco in to produce this wonderful kitchen. We had a very short time scale to spend the money from Enda. And they came and produced the drawings and the kitchen got in and was up and running. And then we had nowhere to sit in there, did we? So we begged, we stealed almost, we borrowed and everything. So all those that helped us and provided us with things, many of you said, you don't need to pay us. And I said, well, sometime I'll pay you in kind. And now, please, if I did promise you that earlier, I've forgotten who I did say it to, so you're going to have to remind me today, so I need to know whether to prepare for a marathon or a sprint.
That'd be all of them,
Heather, now. I hope it wasn't quite, Sam. So what can we do for our young people here? Well, we can turn them into wonderful, well-rounded individuals that we can send out to the workplace, that we can be confident, that they find the absolutely right education for them, be it university, be it college, be it in the workplace. We need to be sending them the right messages. We don't need to be saying 50% of you need to go to university. If 50% of you need to go to university, fine, but actually I don't believe that to be true. And then we can't also give them the wrong messages that say, well, now 50% want to go to university, there aren't actually 50% of places. So let's just stop and let's think about what we want for our young people and what is right for them. And as I said, mine have all been through it, and I know the chances of that are in education, and I was able to help them. But not everybody does know. So I thank you all for your interest and for the opportunities that you do give to our young people. And we're talking about rural enterprises and rural skills. And one or two people have said, oh, that's a bit old hat, you know, we need to be moving on, we're in the technical age. And of course we are in the technical age, and I'm not thinking in any way of saying that we need to hold them back or turn the clock back, because it's just not possible. What I'm saying is, let's make the most of what we've got and what is good. Food is coming to the fore again. We used to buy food from the supermarkets that wasn't very good. Now we buy it that's actually very good. But again, you go into supermarkets, you go into hotels and restaurants, and what's happened? All the food is now starting to be the same again. Good quality, but coming back from the same few suppliers. So let's teach our young people to grow their own fruit and vegetables here on site. Let's promote local produce. Let's cook it here in our kitchen and serve up meals to the local businesses, and you're